This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A wildfire that's been burning south of Leadville for 2 weeks is now fully contained. Officials say the Interlaken fire torched more than a square mile of U.S. Forest Service land. An investigation is ongoing, but authorities think a poorly extinguished campfire sparked the blaze. Some recreation areas and campsites are still closed near the burn site. Fire crews remain in the area and are working to completely put out the flames. It's been about 2 weeks since Denver police shot and killed a trans woman who was threatening them with a knife, but police know little about the person aside from a name and age. Miguel Tapia, 52. They were identified by fingerprints. Police Chief Ron Thomas said he regretted that little else was known at this time.
Despite significant efforts to try to identify next of kin, we've not been able to make family notification as we would have liked. And so those efforts will continue, but we do regret the fact that we have not been able to do that just yet. So,
Thomas said it appeared that Tapia said something like, "Kill me," in Spanish before the shooting. The investigation into it is ongoing. The Front Range could see brief and damaging wind from dry microbursts this afternoon and evening. Microbursts can form when rainstorms move off mountains or high terrain. When that rain falls rapidly and evaporates, it can cool a column of air that sinks faster and faster before it hits the ground. The National Weather Service says conditions today could fuel those microbursts with intense winds that gust up to 55 miles per hour. Right now, it's around 100 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.